Jean suddenly felt very sick to his stomach. The idea of her on the other side of the wall during his recent romantic interludes sent a firestorm of shame coursing through him. He stood, rooted to the spot, with remorse so overwhelming that it almost brought him to his knees. Catherine watched the struggle playing out on John's face, horrified by what she said. When she reached out to touch his arm, he quickly jerked it back as if her touch had brought him intense physical pain. With tears in her eyes, she apologized.
"I'm sorry, John."
Miserable for speaking so carelessly, she continued.
"Please forgive me. The thought just popped out of my mouth before I could stop it."
Stony-faced, John nodded in mute acceptance of the apology. Then he turned to leave. The pain in his heart didn't come from the words. It came from the sudden and striking realization that this is what people thought of him. Catherine reached out one more time to comfort him. Gripping his arm with her fragile strength did little to keep him still, but he courteously stopped and waited for her to speak. Silently, Catherine prayed for the right words to soothe the wound she had caused, but nothing came to mind. John studied Catherine's bent head. Her thoughtless words had broken the dam of self-loathing he had carried around for more than a decade. But there she was, holding on to him, shouldering blame that wasn't hers to carry. Catherine may have spoken carelessly, but he couldn't fault her for the truth behind the words. That was a mess of his own making. All the wild oats he had sown had suddenly come in as a harvest of thorns, pricking his conscience and choking his future. And it was high time that he admitted that he wanted a future with someone. A lifetime, not just playtime. "Say goodbye to good time Johnny," he declared fiercely to himself. A deep breath steadied his taut nerves. Catching a glimpse of the sun as it slid into the horizon brought his focus into the present. He watched the changing golds and shimmering pinks slant through the clouds for a moment. Then, placing his rough hand over the delicate one clinging to his arm, he staked a silent claim on the sweet girl who made him smile. With his deep, rumbling baritone, John spoke into the heavy silence. "What's done can't be changed," he uttered slowly, not in condemnation of her, but as a sudden realization of what his past dalliances had stolen from him. Catherine's respect. Gently pulling her around to face him, he tipped her face up and said, "But a man can change." The words fell from his lips like a promise. When Catherine looked up at him with wariness in her eyes, John could only imagine the conclusion she was drawing from his candid declaration. His instinct said to pull her close, but instead, he placed a tender kiss on her forehead. Then he took a small step back.
"Am I forgiven?"
Catherine wondered. She cocked her head to the side and looked at John intently. With his back to the light coming from the kitchen, John's face was concealed entirely in the shadows. But she could feel the tightness leaving the muscles in his arms. His breathing was resuming its normal rhythm. She slowly withdrew her hand from his arm and let it drop to her side. The air in the apartment suddenly seemed stifling. Reaching behind her, Catherine swung the interior door open, and immediately a comfortable breeze coursed through the opening. She leaned against the doorframe as a sudden weariness crashed over her. Was John's apparent angst just a ploy so she would lower her defenses? Or was he genuinely reconsidering the hedonistic lifestyle he led? The conflicted man in question watched her as the last blazing colors of the fading sunset painted her skin with an ethereal glow. Shadows playing across her face deepened the hollows under Catherine's cheeks. And suddenly, John's eyes began to notice what his mind had refused to acknowledge earlier in the day. The heavy air currents passing through the open door pressed the bulky clothes against her frame, outlining a shape that was far more frail than he thought was possible. "Have you eaten?" he asked, coming to stand behind her. She shook her head slightly. "There's an old mom-and-pop restaurant around the corner. Feel up to it?"
"Do you think that's wise?"
she questioned.
"We seem to rub each other the wrong way."
"Actually, I think we rub each other exactly the right way." As soon as the words were out of his mouth, John wanted to call them back. "That didn't come out the way I meant it," he stuttered.
"So, what did you mean, John?"
"Let's talk about it over dinner,"